From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with the Bittersweet Bluegrass Band. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 590th live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are so pleased to present a program of great live music with the Bittersweet Bluegrass Band. The band is Kevin Bolds on fiddle and vocal, Craig McCarty on guitar and vocal, Clayton Scala on mando and vocal, Daniel Womble on banjo and vocal, and Steve Moeller filling in on bass. Please welcome the Bittersweet Bluegrass Band to the Red Barn stage.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. I said, love, oh love, please come home, get a grip. As you read this letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you understand that you're the only love I knew. So please forgive me if you can. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. I said, love, oh love, please come home. That old wind is cold and slowly creeping round. The snow has covered up the ground. Your baby's hungry, sick, and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. I said, love, oh love, please come home. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. I said, love, oh love, please come home. I said, love, oh love, please come home.
Now here is Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak more with the Bittersweet Bluegrass Band.
Thanks, Renee. How'd you guys find each other?
Well, we were all playing in different bands.
Craig McCarty.
Actually, me and Daniel were playing together, and also a guy named Roger Lucas, which was playing bass with us. We just decided to start our own band so we could play the stuff we wanted, you know. We had met, actually, Clayton and Kevin through that band and through different gigs we've done. We just called them up and they said, yeah, we'd love to play with you. And here it is. We started in October, and it's February now, so.
Made some pretty good progress in a few short months.
I like to think so, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are hot. Craig, where are you from?
I'm originally from Moorhead, or West Liberty. I've spent about equal time in both through my childhood, so.
Did you form this group?
No, no one person did anything.
When you guys decided to get together, you'd all played in other bluegrass groups before. Did y'all think, let's do something different? Let's do something that we've already done just better? What was your sort of objective with the band?
We really wanted to go back, not to the roots, but to the roots of like second generational bluegrass. We play a lot of Flatten Scruggs, Bill Monroe stuff. We wanted to do more like a bluegrass album band type feel to the songs. Every time it rains, Lordy, I run to my window. All I do is just wring my hands and moan. Listen to that thunder, Lord, can't you hear that lonesome wind moan? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? A wolf is scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, and I can hear that lonesome wind moan. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Somebody said they thought they saw you roaring down in Reno with a big old man from San Antone. They tell me I'm a fool to pine for you, but what do they know? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Wolf scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, and I can hear that lonesome wind moan. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? So I guess I could get stoned. Let the past frame pictures in my head. Kill the fifth of Thunderbird, Lord, and try to write a sad, sad song. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Wolf is scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, and I can hear that lonesome wind moan. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long?
Thank you. Tell me, what do you do aside from playing music, Craig?
I am a delivery driver for L81.
And what about the rest of you? Daniel, you're from Florida.
Yes, I'm from Okeechobee, Florida.
How did you happen to come to Kentucky?
Daniel Wumble.
We moved up here. My wife has her dad lives up here, so we moved up here to be closer to him.
Do you do some other work here?
Yes, I work for Harold Miller. I do tile work for him. I started playing when I was 15 years old. A guy down in Florida, he was a Florida State banjo champion. He taught me how to play. His name was Keith Bass. That's how I got into it. My dad had a banjo at the house.
Oh, he did? Okay.
So I kind of got into it then.
You like the sound of that style banjo playing. Have you ever done other styles of banjo playing?
I've never played any old-time style. I do appreciate it. My favorite is Scruggs style, J.D. Crow type.
I hear it, yeah. I'm always kind of curious to know, like, sort of what leads banjo players to the instrument. What were you doing musically before you picked up banjo? Did you have interest in other kinds of instruments?
Well, I started playing the guitar before I played banjo. I just learned a few chords on it, and then we had that banjo laying around the house, and it just kind of came easier to me to learn it. It was patterns and stuff. It was just fun to learn.
Yeah, yeah. But Did you learn mostly from lessons? Were you pretty self-motivated?
I try to learn something from everybody if I can. I'd take recordings and slow them down and try and learn what they were doing.
If you only knew the way that I feel, you'd be with me here tonight. If you could only see the things that I see, everything would be all right. You don't have to say you love me. You don't have to say you care about me. Just say yes, just for tonight. I know we don't have long, in a while I'm gone, but I'll be back another time. Well, time goes so fast and the memories will last. Just say yes and I'll show you what I mean. You don't have to say you love me. You don't have to say you care about me. Just say yes, just for a night. You don't have to say you love me. You don't have to say you care about me. Just say yes, just for tonight. Just say yes, just for tonight.
Thank you. Kevin, over there on the fiddle.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that instrument you're playing there.
This is my first great fiddle.
Kevin Bowles.
I had an old Hof that was given to me by my granddad. That was how I really got started. I was 11 years old, and he handed it down to me, and my dad said, if you want to ever play it, I'll get you lessons. I'll get it fixed up. To be honest with you, it was a Hof fiddle, and it was had a terrible sound.
Uh-huh.
So later on, after I got more fluent with playing, I realized that I needed a little bit better instrument. So I was out in California, and a guy by the name of David Jones in University of California had a violin shop. I went and tested a bunch of his violins, told him I played bluegrass and what price range I was looking for, and I didn't find anything that satisfied me. But after I got back home, maybe a week or so later, he had called me back and said, I had a fiddle that was on the bench. I've got it together now. I think you would like it. Come back down and try it out. I was like, sure. I came back down there and I played it, and I was, that's it. That's the one I want. I said, I'll take it. He said, $800. I said, I'll take it. He's like, no. He said, you take it home, you play it for 2 weeks, and if you still want it, then you come back and see me and I'll sell it to you. I was like, okay, that's a deal. It was already sold. I knew this was it. But it's a Guarnerius copy, 1926. Hint. Read the first name, but the last name is Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R, in Berlin, Germany. That's where it's from. Right. Yes.
Your first instrument, though, came from your grandpa.
Correct, yes.
And I take it then your grandpa was a player.
He was not. His aunt, I believe, played, and somehow he got a hold of that Hof fiddle. And my dad played bluegrass. He played rhythm guitar and bass. And I guess because of that, granddad thought that I would be the one to maybe take it up someday. And initially, whenever he first gave it to me, it sat in my wardrobe for probably a year or so until I got the idea that, okay, Dad, let's get this thing fixed up. And I took some lessons from a local guy, David Morse, who was a fantastic fiddle player, and I took lessons from him, and he got me started on it.
You said Bobby Hicks is a huge influence for you.
Yes, Bobby and Kenny both.
Have you ever met Bobby?
I met Bobby one time in Gallatin, Tennessee. He was playing for Jesse McReynolds at the time. I had a copy of his Fiddle Patch album, and he signed that for me.
Oh, that's nice.
I was kind of too nervous to really have a intelligent conversation with him about fiddle playing, but he was busy with other things too, so I just got him to sign it and that was it. But
he's a guy who's been pretty busy playing in his lifetime.
Oh, absolutely.
And yep. What, he must be 80, late 80s,
I'd say,
right?
I'd say he's, you know, 80 something. I'm not sure.
Now as I sigh the hours away, I think of love of yesterday. Now I know she's gone away. She's in heaven, so to say. Will the angels tell her for me that my love will never die? Someday I'll walk alongside her on that golden way up there.
I'm from a little town called Knoxville, Kentucky. It's in eastern Davis County near Owensboro.
Is that where you grew up?
That's where I grew up. I was born and raised there.
Other people in your family who play other than you talked about your dad?
Yeah, dad played rhythm guitar and bass. None of the rest of my immediate family played.
Clayton Scala, you're from E-Town. You started playing how long ago?
I was probably 7 or 8. I started playing the guitar.
Clayton Scala.
I took a couple lessons from a fiddle player who played in my papaw's band. My papaw had a band in the mid-late 70s all the way up until 2003 when he passed away. But I started taking guitar lessons about 7 or 8 years old.
So when you were a young person, did you get to see your papaw out playing? And
I did. That was one of my most vivid memories, was going down to my mamaw's basement and seeing him playing this mandolin. Him just playing and jamming with his band they had.
Did you right away take to that music as a young person, or did you go some pagan way before coming to God's music?
I got into bluegrass when I was in 7th or 8th grade. But I started, me and my cousin, we play old country. We started out, it was nothing but Johnny Cash. I didn't even play mandolin then. It was just, I had an old guitar, and that's all we played was Johnny Cash. So then about seventh grade, I had a science teacher, and I used to stay back every Wednesday, and we'd play music. And he showed me a Tony Rice video, J.D. Crow in the New South, doing Old Home Place, and from there on, it hooked me. Hooked me hard.
Well, honey, you don't know my mind. I'm lonesome all the time. I travel fast on these tough roads, you see. You can say I'm sweet and kind. I can love you a thousand times. Baby, you don't know my mind today. Soul has done been stamped. Life's too short for you to worry me. And when I find I can't win, I'll be checking out again. Baby, you don't know my mind today.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Bittersweet Bluegrass Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with the Bittersweet Bluegrass Band. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.